This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities have arrested two Myanmar citizens residing in New York for an alleged plot to kill their country's ambassador to the United Nations. A statement from the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York said the suspects plan to, quote, hire attackers to hurt the ambassador in an attempt to force the ambassador to step down from his post. If the ambassador, Cha Mo Tun, did not step down, the statement said, the attackers were to kill him. Each suspect is charged with one count of conspiracy to assault and make a violent attack upon a foreign official. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Myanmar's military, which overthrew the government of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, has been trying to remove the ambassador from his post at the UN and replace him with someone chosen by the military junta. The ambassador told the French news agency on Wednesday that his life had been threatened and that he was given additional security. In late February, Cha Mo Tun said in remarks to both the UN and to his countrymen in Myanmar that they should continue to fight for a democratic government. A regional official in Ethiopia says Amhara forces will launch an offensive on Saturday against Tigray forces who have entered the region and taken control of a town hosting a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In response, a spokesman for resurgent Tigray forces in Ethiopia told AP, quote, "We'll extend a warm welcome. An offensive would go against the unilateral ceasefire that Ethiopia's federal government declared in June as its soldiers retreated from Tigray." This is VOA News. The White House reported Friday that the United States has now officially fully vaccinated half of its population, thanks to a surge in vaccinations during the past week. Earlier Friday, a European Union medical regulatory body, the European Medicines Agency, or EMA, recommended updating medical warning labels for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to indicate additional possible reactions to the drug, following a meeting of the EMA's Risk Assessment Committee. The EMA issued a statement on Friday saying the vaccine should carry warnings of the risk of a rare disorder to the immune system that can hinder blood clotting. The EMA also recommended adding dizziness and tinnitus, ringing in the ears, to the vaccine's side effects. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center data released Friday showing that despite the introduction of a new COVID-19 vaccine in recent months, the virus continues to spread across all parts of the world, driven by the highly contagious Delta variant. Family members of victims of the September 11th attacks are opposing U.S. President Joe Biden's participation in memorial events unless he declassifies government documents that they contend will show Saudi Arabian leaders supported the attacks. The victims' family members, joined by first responders and survivors of the attacks, released a letter Friday as the event's 20th anniversary nears. It called on Biden to skip this year's memorial events unless he releases the documents. Nearly 1,800 people signed the letter asking that Biden release the documents, which they believe implicate Saudi Arabian officials. Families have argued that Saudi officials had advanced knowledge of the attacks and did nothing to stop them. Subsequent administrations, include those of Presidents George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, have refused to release the documents, citing national security interests. A New Jersey gym owner and a Washington state man have become the first people charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol to plead guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer during the riot. The pair of plea deals with federal prosecutors could be a benchmark for dozens of other cases. An attorney for former mixed martial arts fighter Scott Fairlamb says prosecutors are seeking a sentencing guideline range of about 3.5 to 4.25 years in prison. Later on Friday, the same judge in Washington, D.C., ordered Devlin Thompson to be jailed in Seattle after he pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.